Trees of Varzea and Igapo have special adaptations to flooding and the extreme oxygen deficiency that accompanies it. Trees may become dormant and growth may cease completely. This is why trees in these ecosystems show annual growth rings, while those in terra firma forests, where growth occurs year-round, do not. Since nutrients are in limited supply, many trees produce toxic secondary compounds in their leaves, especially tannins that are cheaper to produce. This protects the valuable leaves from loss to marauding herbivorous insects. Many trees show fruiting and flowering schedules that coincide with the seasons. Flowers are produced during the dry cycle, and fruits are developed by the time the flood starts. Fruits can then drop into the water, where they're dispersed by water or fish. The ecological limitations imposed by prolonged flooding is behind the reduced diversity of flooded forests, to the point where some are dominated by just one or a few tree species. Terra firma forests are diverse, mixed forests, and the tallest of the three rainforest types we've covered. The soil is well drained and oxygenated, allowing for year-round growth. Tropical trees are very difficult to age because they do not produce annual growth rings, a quality that also makes them highly prized for furniture. Even within terra firma forest, however, there is horizontal stratification due to topography and disturbance. Hilltops tend to be slightly drier, sunnier, and windier microsites for plants. Leaf litter washes down slope, so there's less of an accumulation of organic matter. Valley bottoms, on the other hand, are wetter, shadier, and more protected places, and these differences produce detectable changes in the composition of the forest. Furthermore, disturbances such as tree falls create patches of forest with different microclimatic conditions and in different phases of growth. Newly created gaps where a tree fell may be sunnier and hotter and have many seedlings in it, while just next door is a large shady area of mature tall trees. All these changes over space create a mosaic that greatly contributes to the rainforest's overall diversity. This diversity due to disturbance is called phasic complexity.